Welcome to the Life is Relationships podcast, where we share biblical truths about marriage, parenting, and discipleship. The desire of CTCI is to see the hearts of individuals and families restored in their relationship to the Father, and for them to be empowered to have thriving, godly relationships that impact the communities around them. Hey, Erica, thanks for joining us back on the podcast.
Yes, it's good to be here, AJ.
One of the primary disciplines that is taught at CTCI is integrity, but there's a very unique way that you talk about this and teach this to the students. Can you walk me through that teaching that you do?
Sure, absolutely, AJ. You know, integrity is one of the biggest principles we teach these young people because we're all about character formation, right? Christ forming his character in us. And so when we think of integrity, what we're actually saying is somebody lives according to the standard that they declare, you know, that their lives, even in the hidden areas, uphold rightness, goodness, character. And so that is an essential feature to someone who is glorifying and pointing to Christ in their life. And integrity plays itself out in so many spheres of our lives that, you know, our workplace, our home life, our relationships. And so this is an essential feature to what we want to instill in him, in them, students, while they are here. And so kind of the way we explain it, well, the way we've explained it since I've been here on staff, and I first heard this put this way or illustrated this way by a gentleman by the name of Tim Roots. Love Uncle Tim. He was leading the Heroes programs for 8 or 10 years. And he was the Heroes program leader when Casey and I came on staff. So I first heard this during one of his talks. We'd like to call them Tim's Nugs. Just one of the nuggets he'd throw out there of juicy wisdom. And it always stuck with me. And I always use it now. I always rip it off. So thank you, Tim. And Tim was a YWAM missionary in the Dominican Republic for, I believe, 12 years. I don't know. I'm saying this on tape. I hope it's right. It was a good amount of years.
I'm sure it's very close.
And so this could be an overflow of kind of what's been encapsulated in YWAM DTSs and other discipleship programs. But I love this picture. It stuck with me. And this is what we present to the students as well. Now, I don't have a whiteboard. Usually he'd get up and make his little crooked triangles on a screen. One would be kind of an upside down triangle and right next to it, a right side up triangle. So see if you can envision this, where let's call the first triangle character or integrity. And then the next triangle, let's call it external government, right? So the idea is that if a person lives with a high level of character or integrity, so where the triangle is wide on one triangle, then the amount of external government that needs to oversee them is very low. So the triangle next to it is on the skinny part. And conversely, if a person lives with a very low character, low internal government, they don't govern their own actions very well, they have low integrity, then the amount of external government that needs to be placed over them to maintain order in the universe is very high. And so we paint this picture for young people because we want them to see how vital and important integrity is to their personal freedom, right? We learn in Galatians 5 that Paul says that it is for freedom that Christ sets us free, right? And he's talking about not being children of the slave woman underneath the law, but children of promise, being under grace, being under a changed heart and living by faith. And so these young people, our desire in them is that they wouldn't just abide by our rules or abide by rules in just whatever religion, form of religion, but that they would learn to live before the face of the Lord, fearing the Lord, in an obedient way from a heart that results from obedience that comes from faith. And so that's what we're going for. And so let's paint a picture. This is how we would explain it. So imagine a young person, say, gets a job at McDonald's.
Okay, flipping burgers,
you know? And they begin a job, and you'll find that when they first start their job, they have someone directly overseeing them, basically that they're shadowing, watching their every move as they're training them. And that person is right there next to them, helping them see, helping them learn, watching their actions, telling them, oh, you did this wrong, or oh, you did that right, good job. So that person's being shadowed all the time. They don't know much about the job, so they have that high, you know, high level of government.
That high oversight.
Right, oversight. And so as they learn their job more and more, as they do a good job, as they show that they can be trusted, they're trustworthy, that their quality of their work is good, they get watched and overseen less and less and less. To where if they're a great employee and very trustworthy and always do a good job and clock in when they're supposed to clock in and clock out when they're supposed to clock out, then that manager may not even watch this person at all. That manager might even give them a position of authority, but that person finds that they have a lot of a freedom. They have a large level of freedom to operate in because they've shown their integrity. They don't need to be watched every 5 minutes. On the other hand, let's say that person starts cutting corners, giving burgers to his friends, pulling a little money out the till, and for whatever reason, their manager starts spotting this lack of integrity, lack of character. And now either they start having someone watch them, they start watching them themselves. They might even put on a little security camera and watch those tapes later and have all these rules where this person now is limited and they feel like, whoa, this person's a dictator in my life. Why am I always being watched? Why am I always being told what to do? Why am I always being followed? Well, that's directly correlated to their lack of character, lack of integrity that they've shown. So it just keeps increasing as that person finds that maybe they can't even go outside without, you know, pickpocketing someone or stealing something while they're out. Their integrity is so low. Well, now that external government takes the form of a cell in prison with, you know, three hots and a cot. So that's the liberty that we want these young people to live in is directly correlated to the amount of character integrity they grow in. And that's what we're trying to show them. We don't want to be policing them every 5 minutes. We don't want to tell them when they can and can't go off campus, where they can and can't go. You know, we don't want their parents to have to control every aspect of their life. We don't want their employers and teachers and everyone who is an authority over them throughout their lives to put them in these cells where they lack the liberty, but that's all correlated to the amount of integrity and character that's developed in them.
Right. And the example that you give, it's not even necessarily what you're not trying to teach is for people to do the right action out of fear of getting in trouble.
Right.
But it's to instill good characteristics and good actions and doing and acting well and being kind to the world around you and doing what you're supposed to do because it's what you want to do and not just out of this fear of getting in trouble.
Right.
Or so you can get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes from that place of character and integrity of, no, we are building character and integrity in people to live their life well and have a positive effect on the world around them rather than just somebody that's trying to get their way.
Right, exactly. And so going back to that Galatians 5 scripture, that it's for freedom that Christ has set us free, there is an amazing freedom that comes from living according to God's standards and God's ways. And that's ultimately what we want to win their heart with, is that God's commands, his precepts and his wisdom is for our benefit. It's for our freedom. It's for our liberty. It's for us to not be in bondage. So to look at God's commands in a legalistic way and say, well, if I just live according to the Lord's ways, then I'm not free to do what I want. Well, you're not free. You're not free if you do what you want all the time. You know, it's our sin in our life that keeps us in bondage. It's our adhering to external standards without the heart following it that leads us into bondage. Whereas if your heart is sold out and you love God's ways and realize that God's ways actually lead to life, They lead to our benefit. They make our relationships amazing. They make us trustworthy people. They make us honorable people, people that can be trusted. And so we really want that for our young people. We want them to be the leaders. We don't want them to go to McDonald's and be the one that's always being watched. We want them to go to McDonald's and be the one managing or owning or overseeing and developing others, you know? So we want them to be far-sighted in this. And character is such an integral part of living in freedom. And so, you know, if a young person says, well, oh, my parents are always trying to control my life, or people are always trying to control my life, they're always telling me what to do when I'm at work, my boss is always riding me, we would ask that young person to do a little bit of self-examination and see if maybe it's more, has more to do with the character that they're showing. Can they be trustworthy? Can they live in integrity rather than this is just something someone's done to you? So that has become such a vital teaching. We teach it during orientation week. And I'm so thankful that I heard that the first time through Tim. Tim's nugs.
Tim's nugs. He always has great ones. And so I think this, and you touched on another part as well, that really integrity is truly a reflection of the heart. Mm. And when you're just going through the actions without the heart following, you know, I've heard it explained as well that it's, you can be doing the action, you can be standing up, but in your heart, you're sitting down.
Yes.
And so it's, again, it's about what is it that you're doing with your actions? We've talked again previously about doing your work unto the Lord and doing things with excellence. And when you begin to frame your life within the framework of the gospel, then these things naturally fall into place. Mm-hmm. You begin walking in integrity because it's an area of your life that lines up with scripture.
Right.
You begin having this additional outflowing of your life.
Right, right. And it actually, it's really nice to live in integrity because you're not leading a double life. A double life is very tiring to live. Always pretending to be someone you're not, it's really exhausting. And it all comes down to the fear of God or the fear of man, right? If we live with the fear of man, then we're constantly doing what's right in the sight of others, in front of them, but behind their back, we do whatever. But when we have the fear of God in operation and we're living before his face and for his pleasure, and to honor him, we know that he sees everything we do, even the hidden things. And so we're operating in the fear of God. All that we do, in every area that we do it, we're exemplifying truth. We are exemplifying the fruit of the Spirit and excellence in all that we do. And so living before the face of God, I believe there's a Latin term for that, coram Deo, living before his face, like it's his pleasure that we're seeking. You know, it's his fellowship and not before the face of men. And so, but it's all rooted right there, like you're saying, is having that real change, that real work of Christ in our life, being formed in our life to now the little things we do. And you could say, probably Christianity is mostly lived in the little things, the little unseen things. God sees it all. And we really, really want our young people to start realizing that it's those seemingly unimportant details of life that mean so much to the Father. It's in those areas, those hidden areas, that the preciousness of our faith that leads to obedience really plays itself out. So,
yeah, gosh, that's so good, Erica. Thank you so much just for sharing this. Are there any tips that you would have for listeners that maybe they've listened and they're convicted, or they realize, be like, oh, you know, I haven't really been walking in integrity. What are some things that they could, maybe some examples that they could start to do as an active participation in a pursuit of wanting to grow integrity in their life?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the first thing I would say is, isn't it tiring to lead a double life? I mean, thank you, Lord, for revealing this these truths to us, and help us, God, to give up on the double life and just be fully who we are before you. It says that if we say we believe the Lord, if we say we know him, but we live in darkness, we lie and we don't practice the truth. And the Lord's desire is to show that light into all the areas of our life, not for our condemnation, right? There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God. And, but it's to reveal things so that we can confess those things and find that he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so I would say the number one way to start opening the door for the Lord to lead in your life in regards to integrity is get in his word. We have to know his heart. We have to know what he says about how we are to live. You know, the word of God has all that we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Jesus. And so every day, exposing our hearts to that double-edged sword of the word of God that does that surgery on us and points out the areas in our life that we lack integrity. And it encourages us to pursue integrity through the love of the Father and his ways. So we've got to make the word a vital aspect of our daily living. A Proverbs a day keeps the foolishness away. And daily Proverbs are great because they point out little areas in life that we're not really applying wisdom to and integrity to, which are great. Paul's letters always, always. So.
No, that is awesome. So, Erica, thank you so much for just the time that you have taken to be with us and to share this. And we're just super thankful to have you here.
Thanks for having me, AJ. And thank you all so much for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And we would love if you left us a review. For more information about CTCI and our upcoming programs, be sure to check out ctcilife.org. This podcast is a production of Christian Training Center International. It is produced by AJ Selby, Rebecca Wall, and Seth Stradling. It is edited, mixed, and mastered by AJ Selby.